It's a pleasure to introduce to you Dr. Wendy Kang. She's a clinical professor of anesthesiology at the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio. She's board certified in anesthesiology with additional certifications in pain medicine, and also does a lot of teaching for residents and medical students. She obtained her law degree from Southern Methodist University School of Law while practicing full-time as a physician. I go, wow, when I read that. She passed her Texas State Bar in 1993 and promptly put herself on inactive status as an attorney, preferring to, as she says, nurture the patient-physician relationship as influenced by law, medicine, and ethics, rather to engage in an adversarial legal system. It's great to have her on and talk about the medical malpractice ministry and this issue that we all dread. Wendy, I so appreciate what you're doing through the medical malpractice ministry here at CMDA, but I think a lot of our members may not have even heard of it or have forgotten that they heard about it. Tell us about what this ministry does.
This ministry is one of the great benefits of being a member of the Christian Medical Dental Association. There are four other wonderful physicians who are on this ministry. All of us have had personal experience in going through the traumatic process of being sued, of being alleged that our care of our patients were substandard. So we are able to understand what our callers are going through when the physicians and even non-physicians call the medical malpractice ministry and request to speak to a physician. One of us will be quickly notified and will contact this caller to stand by them, to give them support during this traumatic experience. I will say that initially when people call, they are frantic, understandably. But they're frantic because their world has suddenly been turned upside down.
I know back in, you know, when I was trained, the bad physicians got sued, and then a lot of physicians get sued, and now it's just about everybody gets sued. And it's devastating, I think, especially for Christian physicians, because we're in this for the right reason and wanting to be in ministry as well as providing excellent medical care. And so it hurts our self-concept. What happens once that call's made back, Wendy? What kind of things do you do to help a physician or a dentist or any healthcare professional that's going through this?
So what happens after they call is that our staff liaison, Tanya, will either send me an email and will ask about what sort of assignment to one of our malpractice ministry physicians. The information is passed along, and that physician will take up the trail of either the email contact or a telephone contact. It's whatever the caller has left us, the information. We are there to provide support. If you, the caller, don't want to give us any information about the specifics, that's all right. We are there simply to listen. Now, quite frequently, what happens is I think that many times people get that initial summons and they're freaked out and they themselves don't know the specific facts. And I think what we do as people who have been experienced through this trial of tribulation, I think we're able to calm them down by trying to, through prayers, get them into a more peaceful state so that they can once again think as to what they would do normally. We physicians are scientists. We like to be in control. We like information. We like facts. Unfortunately, when we get that summons, all of that seems to go out the window. And so I think the medical malpractice ministry physicians will help to get the caller to realize it's not the end of the world. And to just understand that there is no need to self-flagellate, there is no need to cause any harm to oneself over things that have not even been substantiated. One of my main concerns as chair of this ministry is to make sure that our callers are immediately contacted as soon as possible, because I don't want these callers to hurt themselves.
And we send some resources as well, don't we? I mean, we don't give legal advice. Obviously, we're not lawyers, but I know that you all have resources that you send to help people understand what they're going through better, as well as the time of encouragement and prayer. I think one of the hardest things about malpractice suit is your lawyer. The first thing they say is, don't talk to anybody about this. And if you have ever needed support, that doesn't mean you have to talk about the case, but if you've ever needed support and encouragement and prayer, you need it when this happens, because it is assault on your identity as a healthcare professional. And everyone's heard horror stories about what's happened through suits, so there's a lot of apprehension.
Absolutely. The social support network is extremely important. And we physicians are told by attorneys, don't take it personally. It's just a lawsuit. It's just, business. But we as physicians do equate our honor, both professionally as being equal to our personal honor. And particularly as Christian physicians, we feel like we have let down God by not performing in the way that this plaintiff is trying to say that we have not performed up to the correct standards. And so this is a time when reaching out to other people is extremely important. You're exactly right. We do not give out legal advice. However, we can certainly listen to the caller venting. We can provide just some general common sense guidelines, such as don't alter your medical records. This is not the time to do that. Maybe it's just the best time to pull out your Bible and read those passages that have given you great comfort in the past. Some people like Proverbs, some people like Psalms, the 23rd Psalm. I personally like the Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 about not being anxious.
Yeah. And remembering that God is still in control and He walks with us through these valleys that happen. I remember I wasn't accused of malpractice, but I remember a mistake I made in medical school, and I was just horrified. And I think I was a third-year student, and back in those days, they would never allow it. Now, I was asked to do a spinal tap on a guy, and I'd been up all night, and I went in and did it, went great, and walked out and realized I hadn't prepped the patient. I hadn't used alcohol or anything. I can't explain what I did and why I did it, but and going and telling my chief resident what I had done, and going back and telling the patient what I had done, and we put on some prophylactic antibiotics, though the risk was small, and of course he did fine. But I mean, that was just a horrific moment in my medical career. I've never done anything like that since, but. And as a student, you even feel, I think, somewhat worse. So these things happen. And the other thing I was thinking about, Wendy, just a couple of weeks ago, I was called out to give a 5-hour deposition to the Deputy Attorney General of the state of California over our suit over physician-assisted suicide and how they legalized it. I had never gave a deposition before, and so I got a little experience in that end of it, which is something that happens in the middle of a suit as well. So I have never been sued. We didn't have that problem in Africa, but it's definitely something that I've talked to a lot of our members about and is so common these days.
I think the biggest piece of advice for depositions for people who must undergo that process is take it seriously.
Yeah.
You want to prep for it. You do not want to take an arrogant attitude that you already know how to undergo depositions. It's a whole different ball of wax from being asked questions by your attending physician when you're a medical student or a resident. These lawyers frequently could have probably gone to medical schools themselves.
Yeah.
They're extremely adroit at getting answers out of you that maybe you really didn't want to say it the way they got it out of you. So it's important. Take your deposition seriously.
Yeah, I had a afternoon of practice before I went into this one with my lawyer, and it was a topic I was very familiar with. But and then the bottom line is, if you don't know, say you don't know, and if they and always tell the truth, because they're going to check every fact, and don't hedge at all, or think I think this, or say something like you know it when you don't. It's very important. But those are all strategies. I think the key thing, though, that we're focusing on here is this is a spiritual assault on those that undergo it as Christians, and you need support. I think one of the things most members don't know, you know, our staff member that works with the medical malpractice ministry, if a case goes to trial, she tells us, doesn't tell us who the doctor is, but we're praying for the person that day or during their deposition, and we're having staff chapel. We're praying for this person whose name has not been mentioned as they go through this, that God will give them strength, give them wisdom, give them articulation, and give them peace in the midst of the storm. God can use even a malpractice suit to deepen our faith. It's those difficult times is when our faith grows.
Absolutely. I look upon this process as if we're walking through the valley of death. Mm. It's the valley of dark shadows. It's a time of great depression. But if you realize that God carries us through those times of turbulence and tribulation, and that there are other Christians who are there supporting us as we're walking through this dark valley, that eventually we will pass through that period of great darkness and that we will emerge once again out into the sunshine. And you can spell that S-U-N-S-H-I-N-E, or you can spell it S-O-N-S-H-I-N-E. Yeah. But God is always there with us. We just have to remember that.
Wendy, what should people do if they are being sued, or they have a colleague or a friend that may not even be a member of CMDA who loves Christ and needs support? We're happy to help. How do they get in contact with the medical malpractice ministry?
They can call us directly. They can contact us through the cmda.org website. There's also a telephone number there for the MMM, the ministry, where their information can be obtained. And then a physician from the ministry will contact them according to the caller's desire, whether it's through email or whether it's through telephone.
You know, malpractice is terrible, but you all also deal with other devastating moments that healthcare professionals may have to deal with. Share one of those.
One of the trends that I have noted is calls from particularly younger physicians who are employed physicians. They are not getting sued. However, they are in jeopardy of being terminated from their employment contract, from their work in a hospital or a large healthcare organization. Many times these younger physicians don't know what to do. It has the same emotional, destructive impact as if they're undergoing a medical malpractice lawsuit. And I would like these physicians to understand is we are also willing to help them through this time of great tribulation for them. We want to be their trustworthy companions. We want them to understand that the Christian Medical Dental Association physicians also care about this particular event in their life. And again, we can't dispense legal advice, but we can certainly help them walk through this process to be mindful of the fact that, again, our great God is in control, and that there are other Christians in the healthcare profession who care greatly about what they're going through.
Wendy, thank you for what you're doing, and we'll have actually a button on our app that where people can get more information and contact the office. Thank you for what you're doing and your colleagues. What a wonderful ministry this is. And we just want people to know it's available because we want to walk through that valley with people when they're experiencing it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, as I mentioned, there is a button on our app that where you can get more information. Or if you want to go to the web on another computer, go to cmda.org/medical-malpractice-ministry. Or just put medical malpractice ministry in the search engine. Or give us a call here at 888-230-2637. And we can put you in touch with that ministry.